Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kourula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Back.
The rooster,
that's awesome.
It's back.
Good stuff.
How was your week, Eddie?
I steam cleaned my carpets, so that's
sounds amazing.
That's good stuff.
Party on, Wayne.
That is amazing.
How did your steam on go?
It was great. That's what I did all day.
Wait, did you rent one of those like steamers?
Yeah. Who owns a steam cleaner?
Well,
does someone own those?
No, I mean I'm sure.
Be like
does.
Such the most unnecessary purchase.
I would say like Roto-Rooter probably would own one.
Yeah,
right?
I rented it at Ralph's.
You did? Yeah. How much were those things? $60?
No, it's like 30.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Did you have fun using it?
No.
Was it like,
it's not fun. You got to take everything off the floor. You got to run the vacuum.
Oh, that sounds terrible already.
And then you got to steam clean it. And then your carpet's all wet for like 4 hours.
Did you leave a steamer for the steamer?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just tired.
That sucks. That sounds terrible.
So it is eye-opening when you dump the bucket of water out and you see how black the water is.
Ugh,
and you're like, wow, gross. That's my carpet.
Where did you dump it? Like outside?
In the toilet.
You dump it in the toilet?
Oh. I don't know where else to dump it. Dump it in the toilet. I'm not going to dump it in the bathtub.
Well, what about outside or something? I don't know.
Yeah, but you just have your dirt right outside your house or your apartment.
That's true. It's a
puddle
point.
Of dirty water outside your...
Oh, dude, now I'm just picturing
a toilet
with a bunch of black water.
Like, I flushed it. I didn't leave it there.
So that was your weekend? You really need to get out more.
I'm just tired. The whole day was just spent steam cleaning carpet.
You did that whole thing today?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not like you can't, like...
Was it like
a 24-hour rental?
Was it like a Tracy request, or were you like...
No, my in-laws are coming into town tomorrow.
So you want to make it look like, dude, yeah, the place always looks like this.
Yeah, this is how we live. We live clean.
I know Colton had a bunch of toys all over the
Colton
place.
Colton was in school. Yeah, it was just...
Just everywhere.
Everything on the beds. And there's like stuff on the coffee table, and all the chairs are in the kitchen. It's just a nightmare.
That sounds below average.
Ugh.
I had a pretty crazy weekend.
Did you go somewhere?
Actually, I did something really cool that I've been wanting to do my entire life. I went to a Q&A with Paul Simon, which was bad.
That's what you want to do your entire life is a Q&A
with
Paul Simon?
I've always wanted to meet Paul Simon. And he talked about his career for 2.5 hours. But the best part was it was sold out for weeks. I just happened to walk up to the box office. They released 4 tickets. I got a ticket. I was in the second row. There was like 50 people in the room.
That's the story of your life.
Dude, but you know what? It's just like
story
showing up.
Of your life.
Showing up is half of it, though. You got to just show up. That's half of it.
Yeah, but half the time you don't plan to show up. You're just like, I'm going to do this. And you show up and then you get in.
I really believe that 90% of... There's been a couple I have not gotten in. There's been a couple. But most of the time, I think it's like if you show up, it'll work out. And the coolest part was I got to ask a question.
Oh, yeah?
And so I said, I went to a book signing.
What's Chevy Chase like?
I should have. That would have been my second question. I said, I went to a book signing with Clive Davis, and he said, the greatest song written of all time was Bridge Over Troubled Water. I said, what's the one song you wish you wrote? And he was like, oh, guess what he said?
What?
Just a guess.
You can call me Al. That's the only one I know.
No, that's a good song. He said, Silent Night.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I would never have picked that song.
The Christmas Carol.
I would have picked a Beatles song. I would have picked a James
Taylor
song.
Silent Night.
But Silent Night. He's like, I always wish I wrote Silent Night. And he said, you know, Bridge Over Troubled Water. He's looking right in the eye. Like, looking me right in the eye. And I'm like, this is so surreal.
Did you get hard?
Almost.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Half chub?
Yes, I did. Just kidding. kidding. Anyways,
don't hold the laugh to find the sound effect.
I had to.
Just give me the. I'll take the dead air and then the sound effects. Don't hold the laugh and then do the sound there. Thanks.
So he said, I never felt like Bridge Over Troubled Water was my song because I only sang on a verse. Then I was like, that's amazing. He said, when I wrote it, I thought it was better than what
was
out
there. Did he
write
that song?
Yeah, he wrote Bridge Over Troubled Water, but Art Garfunkel sang it. So every time he sings it, he's probably like, this bastard singing my song.
But Paul Simon sings it, though, doesn't he?
No, Art Garfunkel.
He won't ever sing it?
No, he doesn't really. He sings it every now and then, but he was not famous for singing it. Art Garfunkel sang it. So he only sang on one verse. So he said, I never really felt like that song was mine. And I wrote it, and I knew it was better than what was out there. But he said, yeah, it just never felt like it was mine. And thanks to Clive Davis, he saw it as a single, and it did this, you know, it had this huge thing to it. So I was like, dude, this is amazing. I'm just having that conversation with Paul Simon, just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to another question. I was like, wait. Why was Chevy Chase?
More questions.
And then I went and saw Thievery Corporation at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
No,
a bunch of friends.
Them. Don't know them.
Kind of like World's Electronic. They were on the Garden State soundtrack. And then a surprise, I saw Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
At the Hollywood
I knew a couple people went to Dolly Parton.
What?
I knew a couple people that went to Dolly Parton.
Dude, it was amazing.
Yeah.
She plays the saxophone.
She plays like 13 instruments or something
Dude,
like that.
Dude, it's crazy. She played the saxophone, penny whistle, the piano, the guitar, the banjo, harmonica. I mean, I was like, dude, this chick is like a genius. And she does it well. Yeah. And it was like... Really, like
they don't make entertainers like that anymore.
No,
they really don't.
No, and she's like the full package. Like,
I know
really.
They don't do that. Like they used to be so like everybody in music back then when she came. Like they were all like that. They were all like pure entertainers, and they could dance and sing and play all the instruments
because they were trained
and like they could act and they were funny and they were.
That was her.
But now it's just like they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, because it's so easy to be famous. It's like you don't even have to be anything. It's like you said,
it's crazy.
It's we like just I'm gonna be famous.
Did she sing 9 to 5?
She did.
Nice.
She sang I Will Always Love You, 9 to 5. She sang
Islands in the Stream.
Yeah,
nice.
Dude, those were her last three songs. I was like, this.
I was
is
a big
crazy.
Dolly Parton fan when I was a kid.
Dude, I bet you were.
It was. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, and you know what? She is actually kind of a funny lady.
She's hilarious.
Like she could be a comedian.
She was. I mean, she practically was. She was a very...
This is one of her jokes. She's like, I've got this terrible head cold. Let's hope it doesn't get into, like, turn into a chest cold. That'd be like a giraffe having a sore throat.
But, I mean, she was, like, in the 80s, she was, like...
I know.
Huge.
She was awesome.
Comedy-wise.
She was awesome.
She tons of comedies.
But, yeah, that was my weekend. It was very jam-packed.
I would like to see Dolly Parton.
I bet you would. Eh? I think our guest has arrived. Hello.
Hello.
Say hello. Who are you? Announce yourself.
I'm
Ro.
De La Grazie.
Yes.
Ro.
Yes, and I'm here.
How are you?
And you're here.
I'm good.
Super pregnant.
Looks like
super pregnant.
Super pregnant.
I feel so. Hey, by the way, I have a carpet cleaner.
is it a Regina steamer?
No, it's not. I got it at Walmart.
Okay.
Wow. You own a steam cleaner?
Yeah.
Wow.
But everybody just wants to borrow it.
Good for you.
How often do you use that?
Yeah. I'm going to borrow yours or no.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
rent them anymore.
I was using it pretty often. I gave it to my brother to use too, but he gave it back like all kinds of dirty. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thank you.
Are you supposed to clean it before you get it back? See, when I've the one at Ralph's, I just trash.
Oh,
it's like a public restroom. I just don't even care.
Yeah, but if you're borrowing it from me.
Thanks. Don't ever play that sound effect again. Yeah. That's not good.
It's loud.
It's pretty gross, too.
It's loud.
I mean, when
it
you steam clean, it's pretty gross. I got it originally because we had, you know, I don't know, my cat was like peeing on the carpet or something.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Don't they do litter boxes?
She was protesting our dog we had.
Dog.
And then I think I got it because of the dog, and then the dog, I don't know why.
Fucking
I got
cats.
It.
Ro, you were on our first. That network, right?
Yeah, I think
almost
so,
almost 2 years
right?
ago.
It was longer than that.
Well,
it was 3 years ago.
We gotta have you back more often.
I know.
I was so excited to book you.
Yeah, I know.
And then you were like, I was like, she doesn't know that it's confirmed. Hello.
I'm pregnant.
You're like, are we good? I'm like, hello, you're Ro. We're good. Let's go.
So, Ro, you are due in like 3 weeks, right?
A little less than four. Yeah, three.
Less
weeks.
Than four.
Boy or girl?
October 30th. Boy.
Oh my God.
I know.
What, and any name?
His name's Jacob. Jacob.
Jacob. That's my father's name.
Really?
It's a good name.
I know, I like that.
It's
name.
A good sign.
Cute.
Yeah. Solid. Cute, nice name.
Yeah. Boys are great.
Yeah, and we just had the.
They're gonna be exhausting as fuck.
They are, right?
Oh. So much energy, jumping off everything, climbing on shit.
I know. And we just had the parenting classes that we went to. And we had to have the talk. Like, my husband at one point was like, maybe we shouldn't circumcise him. I was like, no, what?
Just do it. Just do everything you're supposed to do.
Snip, come on.
Snip.
Circumcise.
You're not going to clean.
Get your vaccination. Just do everything you're supposed to do to raise a normal child.
I know. I said, he goes, well, we'll teach him how to clean. Are you kidding? You don't clip your toenails.
When he's like 16, he's like jerking off three times a day. It'd be filthy. It's just disgusting.
Gross. It's gross.
No.
Stop it.
Just
and
do it.
Gross. Well, let me ask some people. Oh, what are you going to ask? So he asked one of his PlayStation buddies.
What did you ask? Really?
Just get him circumcised.
That's what I said.
Do everything.
Don't you get him? Get like a moil or something?
A problem now with everyone having kids. Like, they do it in the hospital.
In fact, if you don't do it in the hospital and you wait,
you have to wait a long time. And then it becomes
and it's
a surgery.
Like $6,000.
Yeah. Oh. Then it becomes a surgery. Yeah.
Really?
Because it's a surgery. Yeah. Because it's a cosmetic surgery.
They do it right.
If you don't
like,
do
right
it, if you don't do it, like, your kid's born and, like, they usually do it, like, the next day or 2 days later.
Or 2 days later, yeah.
If you don't do it then, if you go home, take the kid home, and then, like, bring him back in a month to do it, it's like a whole, surgery. And it doesn't.
And they charge you, like, it's a
lot.
Surgery. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got to put them under or something like that. They got to do something.
Because now it becomes cosmetic. It's not a necessary procedure.
But if you do it in the hospital.
Necessary 2 days before?
Because they kind of include it in the package.
Yeah.
They're like, would you like the snip package? Hey, how you doing?
It's like all the people, people having kids now, like they don't want to do this. They don't just like do everything that was done to you.
Yeah.
Because you're here and you're fine now.
Except like you have to be in a car seat now.
Until you're like 15. You guys be in a car
seat. The car seat's like backwards.
It's backwards.
Yeah, now it's backwards.
They have to be backwards until a certain time, and then you can turn it around.
But now it's like a law. You have to have them backwards.
Yeah, I never knew
it
that.
It was a law. I'm telling you, when Colton was an infant, I think we had him like that for like a year. I think it was the law for like a year.
Okay. Now it's 2 years.
And it's a height and weight thing, and then you can turn him around.
If he comes out and he's like.
My kid's huge.
Like, yeah.
How much does Colton weigh?
74 pounds.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 74 pounds. And he's like 4'1". He's like 4 feet one, 4 feet two. Really? He's huge.
Yeah, he is huge.
Wow. And when I was his age, I was like all over the car. Like I wasn't even in a seatbelt.
Yeah.
I was laying in the back window of the car.
We're in the back seat of the station wagon. Writing notes that we've been kidnapped.
I was laying everywhere.
That's terrible.
What does it matter?
But now you have to be in that seatbelt until you're like 90, 80 pounds.
No, I know. Well, I don't even know.
Crazy.
I think he's... Okay, so Chris was... 10.10 pounds when he was born.
Yeah. Well, Chris is a big 10 guy. Chris is a huge guy.
Huge.
10?
Yeah.
I've never known a kid that was in double digits.
If you saw Chris, you'd be like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
He's is he tall? Huge. Is he super tall?
He's a massive man.
6'7".
And he's like 330.
He's a massive hunter. He's an offensive lineman. He looks like an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was. He played semi-pro football, so... We were trying to figure out what.
Stop with the fucking sound effect.
I'm just
trying to have a conversation.
We were trying to figure out which offensive. He was like an offensive lineman. He was protecting the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like blindside guy?
Either center, guard, or tackle.
Like right next to the blindside guy.
Oh, he's a guard then.
Oh, yeah. He's a guard. Yeah, I think it was a guard.
The blindside guy was a tackle.
He was next to the snapper.
Center is the snapper.
Snapper.
Football's like this. You have the center, which is the snapper guy. Okay. And then you have guards on each side of that guy. And then on each side of those guys are tackles.
Okay, he was a guard.
So he was a guard.
I'm really into football, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, the snapper is a pretty essential position.
Snapper's a turtle.
Long snappers are...
Long snapper's a thing.
And they make pretty good money just for hiking the ball.
Well, they actually... It's a hard thing to do. I guess somebody had like a bad snap for a field goal. And they said, that's what happens when you do a budget snapper.
You got to invest in a snapper.
Got to invest in a snapper.
Ro, tell us what you've been up to lately besides making babies.
Besides making a baby. I'm filming a documentary.
Whoa!
Yes.
What's it on?
Making a baby.
Making a baby.
She's making a porn.
Making porn. I've given up on comedy. I went to porn because I'm opposite. The porn stars are now doing comedy.
And they sell out.
Yeah.
No.
It's true. Yeah.
Really?
Wrestlers and porn stars.
Yeah, wrestlers and porn stars.
Way.
That's what fills comedy clubs.
Yeah. And that's actually crazy. Athletes. Some athletes, yeah, wrestlers, athletes. And porn stars.
Like who?
Okay, well, Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper did it.
I'd go see him.
Yeah. Rob Van Dam. He's been doing
Rob Van Dam
time.
Does it. Dolph Ziggler does it.
Blake Griffin does comedy?
Blake Griffin does comedy now. The punter for the Colts does comedy.
God damn it.
That's got to piss comics off.
Yeah, because they sell out.
Oh, yeah, and they get into festivals like Montreal. I can't even find the showcase to get into trying to get
they
into
sell
Montreal.
Out. They get clubbed.
You got 10 minutes up in Just for Laughs.
Yeah, just because their name recognition.
Yeah. That's and crazy. I forget the porn stars, but there's some porn stars.
Yeah, porn stars do it. I mean, Ron Jeremy does it.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy does it.
Does he sell out?
No, I don't think Nobody so. Likes him. But I'm sure he's a draw. I mean, clubs will book him just because of a name.
They'll book him, yeah.
Because he's Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is this like?
I heard somebody's like, well, he's funny for like 7 minutes.
He tells porn story or whatever. I'm sure he is. I don't know. I've never seen him. But
he wears Crocs and sweatpants.
You guys must watch like porn stars doing comedy. And you're like, yeah.
It's annoying. Other people come into your field and get.
Why don't you go into porn, Eddie?
I should go into porn.
Seriously,
I'd be terrible at it.
Should go into porn.
I'm going I'd be into terrible.
The worst porn star ever.
Well, here's the thing. I'm filming it. It's called Pregnant and Barely Standing. It's about being pregnant and a comedian and not famous.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of like...
Is it?
It's like about the hustle that we have to do as comedians. No. You know, there's a lot of women that are pregnant this year that were able to film specials, which was great. But I
yeah, that became like a big thing. Everyone did. Like Kira, I know, did it first, I think, that I know of. I think Kira did it first.
Yeah, Kira did do it first.
Kira Sultanovich.
And she funded the whole thing. Yeah. She did a great job. Looks gorgeous. Ali Wong got
Netflix. Ali Wong did it after,
And then Liz did it.
Liz did it.
And she did a great job, too. I don't have any of those kinds of budgets or networks that are interested. So I was like, well, how could I do it differently? Like, showcase my comedy, but also showcase the behind the scenes of, like for example, we go to dive bars or we go to, like, comedy clubs. It just depends on where I'm booked. So the last...
Screw these packed, sold-out theaters.
Yeah. I'm at the Firefox in Valley Village. No. At one of the dive bars we did, my wallet was stolen. So that was...
Good stuff.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was...
Really?
Someone stole a pregnant woman's wallet.
Yeah. That is low.
That's low. So they did. They stole it. And then, but we got great footage of and I got heckled that night from some guy.
Who heckles a pregnant woman doing stand-up comedy?
He's like, make me laugh. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like,
I hate people.
Like, it's like, and I had that moment, you know, when you just like, you're like, this isn't the room. Okay, I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. I think something's happened since I've become pregnant. I just like, don't bitter. Care.
Well, you realize what's really important and the things that really matter in your life, and making drunks laugh in a bar isn't one of them.
And you know, I love stand-up and I love my career. Well, I mean, I love the career of stand-up. My career's, you know, it is. But the thing is, you think, oh, if I have a kid, then... what's going to happen to my career.
Right.
And to be honest with you, it's not like, I've been doing my career for a long time so without a kid. So we might as well just give it a shot and see if kids, like, enhance it.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have any pregnant jokes?
Yeah.
You're like, lots. That's awesome you're still writing then.
So. You can't help it. There's too much stuff that happens
so
to
much.
You.
So much. Especially with my husband and his reaction to things.
Like?
Like, he just asked me last week, can I try giving birth possibly without an epidural? He said, just give it a try.
Why? I
said, what's
why? Why do he want you to do that? For no circumcisions?
Just see if I could, you know, give it, you know.
Like, my wife Tracy, she's like, she's tough. She has a high threshold for pain. And she was like, she stayed in the hospital and she wanted to see how long she could go until she had to put it in.
Yeah.
And then finally she was like, put it in. Like, she was trying to just test herself. But I'm like, why do that? Just put it in. Just.
She broke it down for me too. And I said, and he said to me, then he started, what he started doing, he asked me if I could, I said, did you see any of those videos we just watched? Like, you might poop the table. And
then you will poop the table.
And he said, he started looking up YouTube videos of these women that just pop them out.
Wow.
He goes, look, it's easy.
That's probably like their third or fourth kid.
I know.
It's probably not their first one.
I know. My doctor
first
said
one's
going
to be a little bit painful, right?
It's
going to be.
Right? I mean.
Tracy was in labor for 28 hours.
And he wants me, I said, he goes, just see how long you could maybe not. I was like,
they need to hook him up to that. They have that machine that simulates contractions on men.
I need that.
You need to have that him hooked up to it. And I go, okay, let's see if you can do this.
I need to do
for 18 hours.
Where can I find that?
I don't know, but I've seen videos where they have guys doing that.
It's not Disneyland. It's not.
They need that. They need to have that ride.
I need that. No, I need that because he's. And then what does he say? So I said to him, you know, we're going to, when we have our baby, you know, we're going to have a baby like 24 hours. See, that's the thing. I obviously don't know what we're in for because I've never done it, but yeah. I know in a sense, like, this is what we're in for. And I said to him, we're going to have him like 24 hours a day.
With
7 days.
The
left.
Best thing I could, wow. The best advice I can give you is after he's born.
Yeah.
There's gonna be you're gonna be in the hospital for like 2 days probably okay. Or a day or two if you, unless you have a, unless it ends up being a C-section and you're through four, they'll ask you do you want the baby to stay with you in the room?
They stopped doing that.
Okay, good.
Because they now just keep the baby good. In the room.
They keep it in the room.
Yes.
They don't take it away.
Nope. They don't even.
Get oh.
It I know. I remember Tracy was telling me.
Oh.
Don't take it. They don't anymore.
Why?
No.
Why? You don't want the baby in the room.
They now want you to bond with. The
no.
Baby.
Screw so that.
I heard that. I was listening for that.
Screw
and then they
that.
Said, no, we keep the baby in the room with you.
There's no option?
Nope.
Because usually they have the nurse center where they take all the babies.
Yep, nope.
And then mm-hmm. they monitor the baby all night while you actually get to sleep.
Nope.
And then they'll bring the baby in every 4 hours for you to feed it. Oh, my God. Stop with the fuck. I'm trying to fucking
I'm
talk.
Painting. I'm painting
There's
your
no
story.
Painting of pictures.
And they make you latch on right away.
They make you latch on. But
why?
Like, you don't What's get that. The... You don't get that sleep.
No.
That rest.
No.
That sucks.
I know.
Because that's
but what's the reasoning behind it? Like you're supposed to be bonding.
You will bond. You have the rest of your life to bond with your
no
kid.
Shit.
You don't need that 24 hours.
And the kid's
hours.
Not gonna remember.
No.
The kid's
no.
out.
That's no. stupid.
I'll get to sleep when he gets.
I'm angry for you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm angry
I
for
was
you
thinking,
too. I don't even know why.
Because that's the last little bit of like.
No,
okay.
No. Because right now sleep is like, you wake up from heartburn. I don't yeah. know what everybody's like. Pregnancy is beautiful. Oh, shut the fuck up.
No, that's Tracy. Tracy hated it.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean,
do you have any weird cravings for food? Like
no,
tuna fish and peanut butter.
No,
nothing.
Tomatoes.
Crazy?
I like tomatoes.
Tracy got
tomatoes.
Sick at the thought of chicken.
Oh really?
Chicken made her.
That's
like,
normal. Like, usually meats, raw meats or like any
she was
meat.
Red meat. She craved, but like really? Chicken. She was like any kind of chicken. She's like
yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I haven't had any crazy cravings. And I haven't, the good news is I haven't gained a lot of weight. I was probably heavier than I should have
Tracy
been.
Tracy gained
start.
Like 80 pounds.
Really?
Don't say that.
She'll tell you.
Oh, no.
She brags
no,
about
I've
it.
I've actually only gained 26 pounds.
That's
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, but I'm over 200 pounds, so it wasn't his fault.
So, see,
it's definitely my fault.
It's it was my
like,
fault. I did it to myself.
It was my fault.
That's okay.
I was like, okay, doctor.
So what's like the scary. Actual date you're supposed to like?
October 30th.
Oh, so it's going to be Halloween, baby.
Somebody said to me, hopefully it's not a day after. What the fuck? Who says that to somebody?
And then
why,
she
lady?
Go,
why? Because Halloween is so tragic.
Because I was going to trick-or-treat?
Yeah. So it'll ruin my trick-or-treat. Treating experience.
Trick or baby.
So I can't be sexy mom.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
And then they tell, you know, what? One lady came up to me and she goes, name him. She just, I'd never seen him before. She goes, name him Christopher.
Why? Because your husband?
I said, she didn't even know.
Oh,
like,
really?
Well, no, my husband doesn't. My husband's name's Christopher. It was like at a meeting I was at. I was like, well, my husband's name is Christopher. He doesn't want a junior. And she goes, name him Dana. I go, who are you, lady?
Why
like,
is she just throwing out names?
Who are you? I said, Dana. He doesn't want a girl's name. So you're not going to take any of my names? I'm like, who are you? I don't even know you. We've never met. you're
what?
Here at a meeting.
Who is this right? weird person?
It's weird.
I would like to like dress up in like a futuristic suit and just walk into a random like pregnant lady's room and just be like, your baby's going to change the world.
And just take off.
You
should do that.
That'd be awesome.
Come down to Kaiser when I'm... just go in, Nikki, and be like, hey.
Your baby's going to change the world.
God, some man just came in and said, my baby's the prophet.
He's so special.
That's a cruel joke.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, performing and doing the documentary. And
that's amazing.
You know.
How the hell do you do both?
I don't know. And I also have, like, a side office gig, too, that I've been doing.
So, making me feel lazy.
Ugh.
I'm just like, okay. And I have to get the room, like the whole apartment ready for a baby.
So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't have to baby. You don't have to baby proof yet because that baby doesn't move.
I just realized that. Yeah.
You don't have to baby proof for like 8 months.
I was trying to do
you gotta
that.
Have Eddie
don't
paint.
Baby proof yet.
Have you seen Eddie's paintings for the kids? Or for Colton?
Paintings?
I'm painting
a mural
in his bedroom.
Oh, awesome. You know, I've never seen your apartment. I know you live by Runyon, but
it's
I
pretty
know.
Amazing.
But yeah, you don't have to baby proof yet.
Oh, no, okay. Because yeah, I started to do that, and I was
no,
like, okay.
No, don't do that.
Just,
you have plenty of time.
No.
Babe, the thing doesn't move for 5 months.
Now, let me ask you a question. Like, when you're doing stand-up, do mm-hmm. they give, like, you a better slot because you're pregnant?
No.
No? That sucks.
There's what?
No, there's no, like,
and one guy once, this is what I got. I was at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Yes.
And I was doing the festival, whatever. And, so I got on stage and I was like, so, you know, I'm pregnant. I had like this shirt with the baby popping out. And I wasn't as big as I am now, but I was, you know, I look pregnant. And some guy's like, is that real? It's like, what? Yeah. And he goes, it's not a prop. I'm like, who am I tricking?
This is my prop.
Who am I trying to track?
It's a fake baby.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, no.
People are the worst. Just the worst.
They're pretty annoying, aren't they? As a whole?
People are the worst.
As a whole, I hate. I mean,
do you think that's because you're getting older? Because I feel like I do not like people as much.
Well, it's like driving around here.
Yeah.
You know, I have these moments every once in a while. I was like, we should just move to, I don't know, Montana. I don't even know.
If I could afford to move anywhere, I would move. I'm like trapped where I am.
No, I know. And that's the thing. You're like, if I move there, I'd probably be able to afford things.
Yeah, but I can't, I don't have enough money to move.
Move, yeah.
To physically... Pay for all the stuff that would take to move.
You would move out of LA?
Would you move?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
See, it's not like I come from a place that's a small town. Like, I come from New York, so when I got out here, it wasn't like, ooh.
No, I like LA, but it's just like the last 5 years, I don't know, the traffic has gotten so worse.
I hate traffic.
It's because they're building all these condominiums everywhere.
I know. And I hate traffic. I tried to do Lyft driving, and I realized I suck at it. And you would never know, but it's like I'm Yosemite Sam. Like, you get in the car, I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? As soon as I get out, get the fuck out of my car. I hated it. And then I found out that I have like a recall on the Nissan for airbrake. Like, there's 34 million cars recalled, and I was like, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't Lyft drive. I was like, screw this.
Maybe I need a Lyft.
And, you know, I used to drive in Manhattan because when I did comedy, you know, I used to take the train when I first started. Actually, September was my 17th year in comedy. I started in 99.
This is my 19th year. August was my 19th year.
Was your 19th
year. No, actually, no. February will be my 19th year. This February.
Did you do, like, any crazy anniversaries?
I performed at a really crappy bar, so I questioned myself.
That's a great way to celebrate.
I did question myself.
You're allowed.
Wow, this is my career. So anyway, I used to drive around Manhattan because in Manhattan... Well, I used to take the train, and then one time I had a show, New York Comedy Club, whatever. I was like, I'm going to drive in. And I drove in, and once you get the hang of it, you can maneuver around Manhattan.
That seems terrifying.
That's a crazy drive.
It's terrifying at first, and then when you get used to it, it's just because you catch lights, you know. Like, if you're down... I have, but my friend did say she had three near-death experiences. One was 9/11. And then two were in my car. So, because I've done the turn down a one-way street. And avenue, on a side street. I mean, really, like.
I've done that in Pasadena, but there's no one there.
No, I've done it in Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan.
Yeah, that's like, not the place to do it.
People scream in your car.
And the streets are super small. Like, those one-way streets are small.
They are small, and you got to go. Like, pedestrians have no right-of-way whatsoever. Like, you could take them out. Nobody's going to care.
Oh, my God.
And out here, you have to cause a five-car accident.
The hardest thing for me is GPS in driving in New York.
Yeah.
That is not easy. You're like, left, quick.
We didn't even have that back then. So it was just like... And I used to drive like... I've had 13 cars, so...
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because they were all like used and terrible.
You buy 70. Them on their last legs.
What was number six? Do you remember what number six was?
Number six. Was that the Cadillac? I had a 79 Cadillac DeVille.
That is awesome.
And it's terrible to do comedy, but great to sleep in.
I would imagine.
I slept before gigs a lot in that car.
Take a little nap?
Yeah. Because it's like a queen size.
With the documentary, how many hours have you shot so far, do you know? How much footage do you have?
We have enough that we had to get like a terabyte. For a hard drive.
And you've been shooting, you said earlier, since July?
Since July. So Chris Rubio is my camera guy.
Yeah.
So he's come with me to like, we try and do dive bar, club. And then we had some interviews with comics and stuff about just seeing if, there's a stigma with guy comics, and this, I don't want to be like guys and girls, but you know, a guy comic goes, I'm having a baby, and it's like, oh, your career is going to be on fire. And then if you say you're having a baby and you're a female comedian, like, oh, so see ya.
So you're done. Like,
yeah.
Why the double standard?
Would you agree with that, Eddie, or no? I mean, because I think that used to be the case. It's changing.
I think it's changed a lot. I think maybe it used to be. Just because I think the people expected, like, oh, your priorities are now not going to be stand-up comedy anymore.
That's what, yeah. Sort of thing. You know, there's stuff that changes, but I feel like you could still have a career and be and have a family. I think it's nice. The idea is nice. I mean, I spent a lot of time single. I've spent a lot of time on the road. I've spent a lot of time. That's going to be the biggest adjustment, is having my own time and not having
that. Yeah, that was the hard part for me. It was just like trying to, like, okay, I need at least an hour alone every day.
No, I know. And I don't even care anymore. I'm 38. Doesn't matter. I've said my age. I've done the, you know, I don't care. I was told, don't say your age, Hollywood will say no. I don't care anymore. Like, I've given up on it. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I'm like that too. I'm 37. It's like, who cares?
I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Hollywood doesn't care.
Hollywood, if they care, I don't even care.
No one cares. No one cares.
Yeah. If I can get it, be an Instagram star, I'm going to be the first.
When are you performing again?
Where am I? I'm at Flappers on Thursday night.
Nice. That's in Burbank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play a clip. Do you have
the room or the?
They don't put me in
the main room. They should.
I have old clips I sent you. I don't have my new stuff on there. And you know what I will say, though, Nikki, when you said if you have an album, bring it in. And I realized after 17 years of doing stand-up that I have a mug that I sell.
That's awesome.
That's all I have.
That's better than selling an album. Because after,
Where's my mug? Where's my mug?
I have a CD that I did in 2008, and I still sell it when I go on the road. And it's the worst feeling. To sell people that CD.
Tastes like pennies.
Yeah, it tastes like pennies. It's the worst.
But you sell them. I've been on gigs with you.
You do sell. Well, I do that thing where I'm like, I don't put a price on it. I just like, give me donations. I'll take a dollar or whatever you want. Dollar or two. Whatever you think you can give me. And then people throw me tens and twenties.
Didn't.
That's awesome.
We have. So Eddie and I have done a lot of gigs together. And I think, wasn't our merchandise stolen, but like in a slow steal? Remember, like at Miramar at the Bob Hope Theater, this guy's like, oh, can I have a shirt?
Yeah.
And we like all signed our stuff and then they just left.
And they left with it. That's right. You had shirt. Did you have shirt? You had shirts.
And I was like, I signed it, and then he walks. I was like, that's $20.
And then he just walked away with it. Like, we have these merch tables, and they're just like, oh, it's not like a grab bag of take what you want.
And then I think I was like, hey, that guy didn't pay for it. And somebody's like, he didn't pay for it.
Were you like, that's $20?
He's like, support the troops. Just support the troops.
I'm like, okay, it's the troops. You don't want to say it. We're not getting paid for this gig because we got paid in like
jackets or frame thing. Like it was a frame thing.
Frame thing.
They printed up that said thank you.
Yeah, it was
Comics Life. What's up?
Oh, San Diego, we drive like 7 hours. And we did get a bomber jacket.
Oh, that one time we did get a bomber jacket.
You drove 7 hours to San Diego? That sounds
on a Friday at 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, 7 hours.
They wanted us there at 7:30.
The show was at 7 on Friday.
Yeah.
Is this one where you did like a
Comic-Con weekend?
Like a megaphone?
Yeah, Comic-Con weekend.
Oh, one of the gigs was with a megaphone.
Yeah,
one. And that was epic. My regret that I didn't use the megaphone. And this,
yeah, I do regret that one. And that's why I did that joke about the homeless person. And
yeah, because a homeless guy peed during Eddie's set.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I had a joke in my act back then about homeless people, about dogs are smart because they pee on, they mark their territory with urine, so they pee on, they think it's theirs.
So he goes, think about
What if people did that?
The homeless
one on everything. Yeah. And the exact time I'm doing that joke,
there's a
homeless guy peeing on the building behind me.
That's perfect.
In fact, at one point, Eddie
for the 12 people that were there.
We're in a park. We didn't use the microphone. We couldn't use the microphone. We're in a park. And that night, you had taken a picture of this gig that was, there was like 10 people there.
It may be.
And 100 chairs were set up. And Eddie.
Which we had to break down.
We had to fold it up. And Eddie had to give giveaways. So he takes a picture and sends it to John Huck. And John Huck goes, I'm filming live in Gotham. now.
I'm in New York filming live at Gotham.
That's great because we're sitting by a palm tree because that's our green room. But
I just turned down using a megaphone for my act.
So at one point, Eddie goes, "Listen to me. I'm not. You got to do more time. I'm not doing 45 minutes. So
I'm not supposed to headline that stupid thing.
Headlining. And I go, "Okay, Eddie, I'll do." So I get up there and I go, "I don't know, like 25 minutes. So because she goes, "We need the chairs folded by 9:30. Right? So Eddie's like, "You got to do more."
It's just a huge patio in the middle of.
It sounds awful.
Like a park, right?
Some park. It was like in a park and just a big concrete slab.
Yeah, and it was terrible. And so I go, I get up, I don't know, like 9:05. So I go, "Eddie, you're cool." So right when I said that, Christine walks over and she goes, "We just got another 15 minutes on the chair."
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
I gotta come up there now and do 45 minutes.
That's awesome. You should be honored.
Oh, yeah.
Honored.
Yeah, and that was just one of those. I mean, that was when we were outside.
But the thing, the night before we did Pendleton.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was great. It was inside.
It was on a tour. It was a theater. It was packed. Yeah. It was like
I did a gig in Pendleton. It's a huge.
Yeah, there's like 150, 200 humongous. People there. It was great.
Yeah.
And then the next night, we're on a patio with seven people and 93 empty chairs.
Yeah.
With 45 minutes and seven people there.
With whether or not you want to use a megaphone or not, because there's no microphone. Yeah.
And remember the Sarge?
Sarge
used the megaphone.
I wish I'd used the megaphone. I wish I had a picture of me using a megaphone doing stand-up comedy.
Life only happens once.
Yeah, I regret it.
Let's play a clip of my biggest regrets in comedy. Let's play a clip of Rome.
Besides starting comedy.
you don't have to play.
We'll play lab results. Is this baby material?
You know what joke? No. You know what joke that is. You've heard it a million.
So, before I go, I gotta go. But first of all, thanks for having me, guys. And I'm gonna tell the story. I'm actually really glad I'm in a relationship now because, you know, I had a little thing happen to me that made me very glad I was in a relationship. I went to the girl doctor, right? And I had to get the pap smear. Smear? Okay, it's close, right? Oh, so I went, and a week later, I got a phone call from the doctor, which, what does that mean, ladies, when you get a phone call? Don't say it. Your dad's here. She doesn't know what that means. She's never had that. Okay, so, ladies, right? It means bad news. I don't know if you guys know this, but you never want a phone call from the doctor. It means something's up, right? So this is the message I get. "Hello, Rosemary. This is Dr. Reese. Could you please call me back? I have your lab results." And I start thinking about all the guys that I have to call, or who I have to text message, or who I have to tag on Facebook, but just this area, right? I started crying. I was like, "I'm sorry, God. Sorry about that one night in Victorville. I was lonely." Don't judge. Nobody's had a lonely night in Hesperia? No? Okay. So I leave a message. He calls back. He goes, "Hello, Rosemary. This is Dr. Reese." And I go, "Yes, doctor. What's the problem?" And he goes, "I'm a little concerned. You have high cholesterol." And I go, whoa, high cholesterol. I go, "Could you have lightened up your voice a little bit on the voicemail?" I'm like, "You had a voice filled with chlamydia." Right? Or I'm like, "Could you have left me a message like, 'Call me back, it's not gonorrhea.'" Click. Right? And then my second thought was, "How much cholesterol is in my system if it's kind of my freaking vagine?" Right? I gotta stop eating eggs. So now I gotta call the guys that have been with and be like, "Look, if you slept with me, you might want to get your cholesterol checked. Apparently, I have a buttery vagina."
Love it. Dude, you're sharp. You are sharp. Seriously, you're quick. You must have been a good heckler when you were growing up.
Yeah, well, I grew up in New York, so, and I had a father named Vito, so you had to be on
the beat. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was always a constant.
Vito.
Constant ball busting. Constant. You couldn't, you know, if you got up to use the bathroom when you were eating dinner, you came back, you're like, "Where's my dinner?" It's like, fine.
Are you going to try to raise your kid that way? Have you decided? Have you thought about how you're going to try to raise?
I was thinking, I don't, because I grew up where you had one parent that you feared.
Yeah.
Like, for your life. But you loved them, But you,
and well, there was the enforcer parent, and there was,
yeah, and you're like, well, which one am I going to be?
Yeah,
and what am I going to let my kid get away with? And like, also after working in the restaurant for so long, I know that I'm not going to let my kid go. So pick what you want on the meal, you know, or learn to walk in a restaurant or any of that, you know. So I know that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but I have no idea. Like, am I going to lose my, you know, if he looks at me with like the same attitude I had?
Like, yeah, there's, that's it's a weird thing.
It's weird. I don't know. Do you figure it? I mean, I guess you just figure it out as you go.
Like, I like every kid.
I don't have kids.
There's gonna be moments. There's always gonna be those moments where there's like discipline. Like, you just don't know what you, what type of disciplined parent you want to be or whatever.
What do you do when they have a meltdown in the middle of the store?
There was times when Colton would just lay flat.
Flat, right?
And when they lay flat, you can't pick them up because they lay their body. They contort their weight in such a way where you just like, you can't get up on it's the weirdest.
What do you do?
They defy you. Just sit there. You can either lose your shit and look like a crazy person,
okay,
or you can just sort of just sit there and watch it, and you kind of just have to sit there.
And
I chose to sit there and watch it.
Do they react better if you just sit there and watch it?
They come out of it quicker.
Okay, that's what I would think.
Because what if they see what they're doing gets you going?
Then they're going to keep doing
it. Then it starts a whole cycle.
Can you get in their ear and go, if you don't get up right now, I swear to God, I'm going to fuck
No,
you.
Because that
you're going to be a great parent, by the way.
Yeah, you get the call. I'll cut you.
I will cut you.
I will tie you in the trunk. Seriously. Right
it does it. Like, the best thing to do is just almost ignore. I mean, like, that's what worked
that
for me.
That makes sense.
Because if you give them what they want, which is they're wanting a reaction out of you,
yes.
Which is the psychology I learned about the whole thing. It's like they just
That's
want a reaction.
That's what the kid does. The kid wants a reaction from you.
Because they don't necessarily want what they're crying about. They want you to react to them.
And so if you react, then they're going to keep playing.
You're giving
that.
Them control.
Yeah.
And that's where you're fucked. Because then you just get crazy. Because
I feel like you get to, are you allowed to say, I'm leaving you here?
I've said that and then walked around the corner and then like peeked my head around the corner.
You're going to hell.
But it's just like you have to it's you start playing you start mind fucking each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean that
Who's a better mind fucker?
Well, the adult is because the adult has more options.
Yeah, like the car.
The car. Like
I've been seeing a lot of articles too about people that have left their babies in the car and they're dead.
Like, yeah, I don't know how people do that.
You've never like forgotten.
Not even close.
Colton in the car, right?
I've left diapers on the hood of the car.
Okay.
Because I've changed them, put the dirty diaper on the hood of the car, and then put them back in the thing, and then got in the car and driven off. And then I'm like, oh, I left that diaper up there, didn't I? Okay, well, it's gone.
A brown Gross. Streak.
But yeah. I've never left. I've left his shoes on the hood of the car and driven off in the shoes. Of the car.
But you never left.
What, I never left forget? The kid. Oh yeah. You forget all sorts of shit.
But not your baby.
You're not the baby. You don't forget the baby.
Just don't put your baby on top of your
You
car.
Forget hats and blankets and bottles and shoes and
that kind of stuff,
food. Like, you forget that stuff. But, like, the baby, I don't see how people, like, get out of their car and, like, oh, fuck.
I mean,
2 hours later, where's my baby?
No, like, this is, like, 8 hours later. It's like you never went on.
I left the
are
iPad on the hood
kid?
Of the car.
Oh, the iPad.
Ro, are you going to spank your kid? Or is it timeout, kid?
I don't know. Like,
I was spanked. Like, spank them.
I was spanked.
Yeah,
but I
probably would.
I did one spanking.
You did
as a parent. I did one, and you I didn't want to do it again after I did it.
Why? Because it was emotional for you.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Don't look for a stupid sound effect. Don't do fine. It. It's don't do it. Fine. Don't do it. You're still looking. You're saying fine, but you're still looking.
No, I'm just you know.
Just get ready.
Oh God, so stupid.
I don't know because you think. Timeout. Ooh, like we didn't grow up with timeout at all.
Timeouts don't work a whole lot.
No.
They're kind of hard to deal with. I found the best thing that got, because I felt, I got to one point where I was like, I don't know, this radio show's turning into baby talk.
Baby talk.
Like I was losing my shit with my kid. Like I was yelling at him and then like I don't want him to have that
image of
me. So I just started, I read it somewhere, someone told me about it, like just get down on one knee, get eye level with them. And then talk to them.
Okay.
Work.
What do you say to them?
Just calmly go tell them what you want, what you don't want, what do they want? Why are you acting this way?
What are you remixing over there?
So you're supposed to ask them like
Why are you doing that? What's going on?
Did they tell you?
It's weird. They feed off whatever energy you give them.
I see.
And if you give them frantic, I'm going to beat your ass energy, then they up it too, and then you guys.
No wonder I'm so angry sometimes.
I know, but like I was that way.
I will.
You're like, I will.
All those inside, you're like, I want to beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
You're
now,
great.
Don't get me wrong.
You're a great parent too.
I love my father. My father's great. But we grew up like. You're like.
But you're fine. You turned out fine. It's like there's no right or wrong way.
But listen, if you get hit, you hit back, and you're like, all right. Whoa. I remember one time I was in a soccer game, and these two girls were beating on me. So I was like, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? During a good game, I'm gonna punch him in the stomach. I'm gonna go to high five him and swing down and punch him.
Ooh.
In the stomach.
So you waited after they beat you up to get back at him?
Oh yeah. So I went to go after one, and I went good, and then I just decked her, and she screamed, and I was gonna go for the other one, but she was screaming, so I ran away, and my dad's like, "Good job."
He said, "Good job."
He high-fived me on the side, and then her mom called my mom. Mom was like, "Did you hit someone?" I was like.
She's like, well, maybe.
She's messing with me. I was like, you can't do that. I was like, well, dad, high five.
Oh, dad got in trouble.
Yeah, you got dad in trouble.
Yeah, but my dad, that's what we, I guess too, here's the other thing that's weird to me, is like my husband was born and raised in California, Chatsworth, you know, the whole thing. We're raising a kid in California, and that's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what happened to winters?
Yeah, like he's not going to know what a snow day is.
No, they don't.
You know, like even like a snow or what it feels like to get an ice bomb in your
bed. You don't even have to have like a rain jacket.
Yeah,
here.
Or raking leaves or any like, or knowing what it's like to wear a Halloween costume with a jacket.
Yeah.
You know, or
oh, that's terrible.
You know, or just any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's different.
It's weird. I know it sounds like, why would I even think of that? But you just think automatically, like I took my driving test in a blizzard.
Yeah.
And I fished
it. What?
Yeah, and you just stalled out and all that kind of stuff. But he's not going to know any of that, you know? He doesn't know what it's like to, you know, lose control on black ice and then bounce back.
Shit your pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's weird.
No, you know? I grew up on the East Coast too, so it's like, and I grew up in the suburbs and.
Yeah. So, like,
I'm walking my kid to school now, and there's, like, transvestites walking by and drunk dudes walking home from the night before. It's, like, it's a different world.
It's a different world. It's not like we were sheltered in any way.
No, it's just that wasn't where we were.
It just wasn't, that wasn't the thing. I don't know. It's just weird. It's like, he's going to be hiking in a mountain.
Yeah, I don't think I saw a homeless person until I was in my teens.
Yeah. We had,
you know?
Like, the
really?
Homeless person, like, Thomas the
I was in the suburbs. I didn't... There wasn't homeless
people. Like,
the burbs.
We had, like, a homeless guy. Like, you know, the one-town homeless guy. And we were in the suburbs, too. It was Long Island. And he'd shower in, like, Burger King sprinklers and stuff.
You're like, I only joined him once or twice.
Yeah. I tried to buy him a burger, and he said he was a vegetarian. I was like, just eat it.
Just eat it, dude. Free food.
Like, oh, no, he said... No, I gave it to him. I'm sorry, he didn't say it. He said, are there sesame seeds on that bun?
Oh, my God.
And I said, yeah. And he goes, I'm fine. And I go, well, what about the meat? And he goes, I'm okay. I was like, you're turning down you just showered over on the lawn over there.
He's probably got pockets of $100 bills.
Oh, he did. He had a wad of money.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that homeless guy is better off than
fuck that homeless guy.
Thomas.
You're like, he's not a comic. Let's play something else. Let's play something else.
Yeah, let's play the last thing, and then we'll...
Oh, that's the clip from Flip.
Wrap it out of here.
I forgot married.
Here we go.
I just got married. This is my first marriage. I am 37. I should have done that. Like, I'm way behind. Like, I should have a divorce under my belt, you know? Like, a failed engagement. Like, I should be like, wow, I'm in foreclosure, too. I have nothing. I have nothing, you guys. I have a two-bedroom apartment, and I'm proud. You know what I mean? And when we go out, like, we go out sometimes, me and my husband, sometimes we go to the grocery store. Like, that's fine. So it's crazy, right? We go to Ralph's, you know, and we're at Ralph's, and this old white lady comes up to us, and she looks at him, and she goes, can I ask you a question about him that may sound offensive? And I said, absolutely. Yeah. And she goes, does he play basketball? I was like, that is not what I thought you were. I was like, no, he doesn't, man, but he has a huge dick. I was like, would we be at the Ghetto Ralphs if you played basketball? No. You'd be at Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods, right? So expensive. I go to Trader Joe's because it's like the poor man's Whole Foods, right? It's like the broke-ass Whole Foods, right? Like, oh, I will buy something from the toilet trees because I can afford it, right? Like a rock star. Even though I hate it, like, I love it and I hate it. Like, I love Trader Joe's and I hate it. Maybe I hate the parking lots. Hate those. Hate the parking lots. I'll walk 10 blocks down. I forget my bags. They're judgy. You notice that if you forget your bags? You know, like, did you bring your bags? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And I walked 10 blocks, so. Just give me a goddamn paper bag. I did, because I would have killed somebody, and I saved a life. I didn't kill somebody in a terrible parking lot. Why does everything about Trader Joe's rock except your parking lot? And by the way, did you notice people lost their minds when the 10 cent thing? I saw like an 85-year-old man. Like, they were like, do you want to buy a bag? No, put it in the cart. I'm like, I will carry dimes. I'll be like Robin Hood. You know, it's like, here's a bag. Here's a bag. I'm like, come on. Dimes everywhere! I'll bring a roll and just help senior citizens. Like, why? You can't make it to your car, sir. It locks. Your car, right? He's like, it locks. Sir, let me help you. Buy a bag. They're so happy there, too. It's like a musical. You walk in, they're like, oh, like they, I'm like, what the hell? Why are they so happy? Why? Okay, first of all, nobody's saying something. I'm gonna say it. $2 Chuck is not $2 anymore. Anybody wanna know? Address this? It's $2.50, right? And it's not any better. It's not like they put a better label on it. So you're like, oh, is this? Oh, this is Charles Shaw. They must have gotten. No, it's $2.50 now. Yeah. Right? And that express lane, they have an express lane that says, you know, 12 items or less, give or take one or two items. No, no, no. Where I'm from New York, it's 12 or less. No give or take, okay? I knew people eat bunches of bananas, that's 5 items. I count, I'm a counter. I count, I don't care. I decided to do some research too. I went up to one of the Trader Joe's workers and I said, can I ask you a question? And he goes, sure, what do you need? I was like, I just wanna ask, why are you guys so happy that we're here? Like, why? You know what he said to me? They don't drug test. Why are we not working there, everybody? You'll be on ecstasy right now. With a job. With a job.
Yeah. Trader Joe's. Ecstasy. Ro, where can people find you?
In the hospital.
No. No. Online.
I'm at rodelgrazie.com.
Yes, it's not big ass row anymore?
No. I lost weight, then I gained it back, but you know what?
It used to be bigassrow.com, right?
It used to be. In fact, if you go there, you'll be directed.
Oh, still goes.
It's Rodel. Well, actually, because I kept my maiden name for comedy.
Right.
My maiden name is now my middle name. My actual married name is Ro-Moody.
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 Ro-Moody or like Ro-Moody?
Rosemary
Moody. Rosemary Moody.
Yes.
All right, so what's your website?
Rodelgrazie, RodelGrazie.com. And I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Vine.
I know your name.
And we have the same wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You plan that?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Like we're thinking about June 14th. That's when we did it.
We just had our
11 years apart. Just, wow. Two days ago.
Sunday was our wedding anniversary.
We went to your wedding last year.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
They had fun. It was blessed. It was
and you know really your last name means thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're like, me.
I had a lot of fun. I was blessed.
It was a fun wedding. It was good. Yeah, Colton went.
Yeah, Colton had a good time.
And cut a rug.
Yeah,
cut
he
a rug
did.
And some cheese.
And then I was in Cabo for my honeymoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knocked up.
Almost. Where are you performing next?
Almost.
I'm at Flappers. Then I'm at the Moose Lodge. In a couple weeks in Camarillo.
Where is...
And then Ha Ha Cafe.
Flappers is in Burbank, but what time slot?
9:30.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'll be on stage by 11.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'll be doing the late night spot.
Bro, I'm so glad you came back.
Thanks.
You like the new digs?
Yeah, I love it.
You gonna come back again, I hope?
Bring the baby.
I'll bring the baby.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Be awesome.
On behalf of Eddie and I, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.